All I know so far. It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9. Nick, Jess and Ducko at 7:21. And what we know so far is that the Batchy kicked off and that Jimmy is a pilot. But one lady doesn't like pilots.
One lady does not like pilots and was too busy talking about herself to ask him on the red carpet what he did, found out at the cocktail party and then kind of freaked out. And the whole episode was basically her inner monologue, like, I've been down this road before with a pilot, dated him for 3 years. Sounds like he cheated on her and now she's gone, I don't trust pilots. The lifestyle is too conducive to being away from home, handsome, well-paying. They're going to play up.
Particularly international pilots, I guess.
Totally.
Pre-COVID, obviously.
I mean, it sounds like Jimmy, he'd have to stay domestic. There's no international. Where's he going?
Yeah, he can't go.
But even domestic, she was just so off him.
Right.
Still got a rose, which was very upsetting.
I shall take a rose.
Yeah, I wonder if he's privy to any of the chats that he doesn't see.
I saw an interview saying that he wasn't. Article he came out. He said, I want to let you know, I only see them individually when I catch up with them.
Yes,
we can
that's
ask about it today.
We
he's on the show.
We absolutely will. After eight, Jimmy is joining us. But yeah, we want to know, is there a kind of person that you've just gone, bow, I will never date you, like Steph has done with pilots?
Yes. Well, Eve on the text line 0488881069 has said, I will not date a lawyer.
Nah, no lawyers. Because they're too argumentative,
maybe. Okay.
You'd always lose in arguments with them. They'd lawyer you.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Carly just got in touch on the Nick Justaco Instagram page. And she said, we blacklist people. Me and my two old housemates had a whiteboard in our house that had all the names that are banned, mostly guys that names started with a J.
Oh, okay.
A lot of J names.
Poor banned. Jared and Jack. Brianna on the text line, blacklisted Ford Ranger drivers.
Oh, that's specific.
Yeah, the last three people I dated owned Ford Rangers and they were absolute waste of time. Thought they were God's gift to women and they definitely were not.
Okay. Shout out to all the Ford Ranger drivers this morning.
Yeah. If there's a link there, if that's just bad luck.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Mikkel is in Fassifern. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great, thanks. Is there a type of person that you have gone, I will never date you?
Yes, unfortunately, it's vegans.
Okay.
They tend to not put that on their profile, and I pretty much live a keto lifestyle, which is
very
everything they are against.
Yeah,
so we've had some. I've had a couple of dates where it's become quite heated, and I've been yelled at in a coffee shop because of my choice, and I just happily grab my coffee filled with cream and say goodbye and walk out.
Wow. Yeah. I like that they don't specify it on the profile. Okay.
Yeah. They claim because they get judged. So I can see why.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're going to yell at me at a coffee shop, I'm going to judge you back. Yeah.
I suppose putting
your
diet on your profile would be like putting your religious beliefs or your political views.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't do it straight up.
Straight up. Work your way into that.
Yeah.
But then maybe don't yell at your date at a coffee shop when the conversation comes up.
Obviously, don't put your star sign. Because automatically you'll just be struck off the list by so many people.
God forbid you're a Scorpio.
Oh, Jesus. No.